The following message that you will hear is from Prophetess Samantha K. Samuel, titled God's Anointed, Psalms 105, verses 14 and 15. Tonight, coming from Psalms 105, 14 through 15, you can also find it in 1 Chronicles 16, 22. Okay, so Psalms 105, 14 through 15 says, He suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. It says, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. I want you to hear the word of God tonight, people of God. We are living in times, listen to this, we are living in times where social media and news media have made it the norm to gossip and to talk about people. It is the normal thing to do in 2021, to go on Facebook, look at people's lives, what's going on in their lives, what's bothering now, what have they gotten into now. It's normal that we see the news media promoting this kind of thing, gossip and slander, even false accusations. We see this thing happening every day. You see it on your jobs. You see it at work. You see it at home. You see it in your family. It has become the norm of 2021. But how many of you know that the Word of God condemns gossip? I'm talking to the people of God. How many of you know that the Word of God condemns false witness and backbiting? It condemns slander and lies. Yet, the Word of God condemns all these things. But society has made it the normal. Hear me in the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants the body of Christ and the people of God to first guard their ear gates. Hear what I'm saying? Lock out the gossip that comes the way of a friend, that comes the way of the inbox. You get out of the inbox, gossiping and backbiting about people. Get off the phone, gossiping and backbiting about people. I feel the anointing of God. Get out of gossip. Get out of slander. Get out of those false accusations. You don't even know the whole truth, but yet you can tell somebody's story. Get out of it. Stop welcoming the false news. Stop welcoming gossip into your life. And many of you trying to figure out why you have so many troubles, why you have so many pains, what's going on in your life. Why is that door open? Because you've allowed gossip to come your way. See, when you don't allow gossip your way, people know not to come to you. Glory to God. When you don't do certain things, people just know, I can't talk to them about this or that. You get to set up your life. You get to choose who walks the door with what. Hallelujah. Stop welcoming the gossip. I feel the anointing of God. God wants to deliver someone. Secondly, God wants the body of Christ to guard their mouth. Don't repeat everything you hear. Guard your mouth so that you won't spread lies or slander against God's anointing. Be very careful. Now listen to this. The scripture says, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. This scripture refers to God's anointed from Abraham down to the children of Israel. Though they didn't have a place of their own, though they didn't have a kingdom yet, God would rebuke a king for his anointed. He didn't care about what their authority was. He didn't care what position they were in. He would rebuke the king and destroy their kingdom if they touch God's anointed or his prophet. So don't think because you're a prophet and don't think that you're so anointed and so have so much authority that you have the ability to tear down someone else. Now there's a scripture. There's a scripture in 2 Samuel in the first chapter where a foreigner testifies that he killed Saul. Now Saul was God's anointed. He was anointed to be king, just like David was anointed to be king, right? David had many opportunities to kill Saul himself, but David knew not to touch him, because even though Saul was acting crazy and he wasn't in his right mind and he was doing crazy stuff, David knew he couldn't kill Saul. He knew he could not touch Saul because Saul was God's anointed. See, I don't care about who you think they are, even though they may be acting crazy right now. They might be in the newspaper because they did some scandalous stuff. But if they're God's anointed, you better be careful. So listen, David had many opportunities to touch Saul and to kill him, take him out of here, but he understood that he was God's anointed. So when this foreigner came to David and said he killed Saul, what happened? The foreigner testified that he killed Saul, and he thought this was such a wonderful thing. David's response to him was, "Why weren't you afraid to lift your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" I'm going to ask somebody, why weren't you afraid to lift your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed? And what happened in that moment was David killed him on the spot. Hallelujah. He killed him and destroyed him on the spot. Don't you know that God's anointed can't be touched? I don't care what you're saying, what they've done, what you're trying to gossip about. Don't touch God's anointed. And don't think you're so anointed that you can touch God's anointed. You hear what I'm saying? David couldn't even touch Saul. Don't think you're so called and anointed that God's going to lift you up high, that when you touch somebody, his anointed, that he's already anointed and called, that he, God will come for you. He'll come for you too. Hallelujah. So David had him killed on the spot. So I want to prophetically release this. Be careful touching God's anointed. I don't care who you are, what you think you're in the Lord, and how well you prophesy, how well you preach, and how many miracles and signs and wonders go on in your life. Be careful touching the Lord's anointed. Be careful mocking and gossiping, destroying the Lord's anointed. Somebody say, touch not, touch not. You got to be very careful. I'm very careful how I talk about people. Very careful whose name I mention. Glory to God. Because I need to know what the Lord is really doing in their lives. What he's really saying. Hallelujah. See, David messed up a few times, but yet he was still God's anointed. David messed up really big. Had a man killed, yet he was still God's anointed. Be very, very careful in what you think you're doing in this season. Next, I want to say to many, many, is don't tear down your leader. Don't tear down. Be wise enough that when you hear something about a leader, somebody in the news, somebody doing something, be wise enough to humble yourself before God and to say, Lord, what are you saying about them? Lord, help them. Bring them to repentance. Come on, somebody. We are the body of Christ. We are supposed to be the people that restore. We don't join social media. We don't go and share all the posts about the gossip. We don't go ahead and say, yeah, I knew they were going to do this and that. We aren't those people. We are the anointed. We are the children of God. We are the ones that restore. We are the ones that love. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We are the ones that can say, yeah, they messed up, but God loves them and they're anointed. Hallelujah. So we have to get before God in prayer. We have to pray before we gossip. We have to pray before we start putting our opinions. Be very, very careful about where you put your opinion. Hallelujah. It's okay to say, God didn't tell me that. It's okay to say, I don't know. I don't know about all of that. Glory to God. But I know that they're a child of God and God can change their lives. Come on, somebody. You have to be the restorer of God's people. Touch not God's anointed. And this is for everybody. Everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because we like to use this for us. Don't touch not God's anointed. Touch not. Yeah, but that means them too. Glory to God. That means them too. So next, I want to ask, who is God's anointed? Who is God's anointed? Who is God's chosen people? Who is it? Glory to God. Yeah, we can say the body of Christ. We can say the children of God. We can say all these things. But guess what? You don't know who God anointed. You don't know who God has chosen. You don't know who he called from the womb. God has anointed people in and out of the church. He's got anointed people called in Hollywood. He's got them on in the courtroom. He's got them all over. Be quiet. Be quiet in this season. You don't have to talk about everybody. You don't have to slander everybody. Glory to God. You don't know who God's calling. You don't know who he has anointed in this season. They don't have to be on the pulpit with a mic in their hands. They don't have to be laying hands on everybody. They could be doing something in the world for the call of God on their lives. Be very, very, very careful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of you need to repent for talking about your coworker. Glory to God. Some of you need to repent for talking about your neighbor who's in sin. But yet God's got a call on their lives. They're going to be apostles. They're going to be a prophet. Hallelujah. But you're slandering them while they're down. Hallelujah. Stop acting like you know who people are. Hallelujah. Jeremiah was called from the womb. How do you know? How do you know? How do you know who they will be? How will you know? How will you know that God won't shame you for slandering them? God will raise them up way beyond your imagination. Glory to God. And they remember, I remember when they were talking about me, they were supposed to be children of God to restore me. Hallelujah. Don't you know many people don't even enter in the church? I'm talking about sinners. The people that will not enter into the church because they know the people of God will talk about them. Talk about how they look. Talk about what they wear. Talk about how they talk and how they dress and where they come from. Come on, body of Christ. Touch not God's anointing. How do you know that they're not the next Juanita Bynum? How do you know that they're not the next T.D. Jakes? How do you know? God is raising up a people that don't look like us. God is raising up a people that don't have a clean background. That some of their mess is going to get out. Just like David, his mess got out. But God still used him for the glory of God. How do you know? How do you know? Glory to God. So in this season, don't be so blinded by the world and the things that's happening in the world that you don't realize that your mouth is connected to the kingdom of God. Your ears, Zamando Koshaya, are connected to the kingdom of God. You have to set up your life. Somebody can't call me to gossip because at the end of it, I'm going to say, now let's pray. Come on, let's pray. Let's get them delivered. Let's pray that God sets them free. Why? Because their soul matters. Their life matters. What if this is the one that God is going to raise up to do some great wonders in this world? I dare not to put my mouth on them. I dare not to call them something that God's not calling them. Hallelujah. Some of you right now need to repent right now because you spoke against God's anointed. My God, you keep saying, I'm anointed, but you spoke against God's anointed. You talked about them in everybody's inbox about them. On the phone about them. My God, get out of the inbox. Get off the telephone and get in prayer. You're so anointed. You're so called. Then you should have a prayer life. You're so anointed. You're so called. Then you should have a prophetic ear to hear what God is saying. Hallelujah. Oh, Namando Hoshaya. Hallelujah. Don't be so easy to gossip. And this is what happens with gossip. Nobody knows if it's true or not. Somebody will say, yeah, I heard this. This is the worst gossiper. The one that repeats what they say as if they know that it happened. They saw with their own eyes as if it's fact. You know they did this and you know they did that. How do you know that person didn't tell you? Because they don't like them. Hallelujah. My God, Amando Koshaya. One thing I stand by. I don't believe everything I hear. I need to know for myself. I need to hear God tell me the same thing. Because somebody will cause you to miss a good opportunity by gossiping to you. They'll say, don't be their friend. Huh? Don't work on that job. Oh, they're going to treat you mean. How do they know? Glory to God. Maybe they didn't like the boss or the boss didn't like them. How do they know? Hallelujah. Stop believing everything you hear. Glory to God. Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that as we repent, oh God, for our opening our ears and our mouths, oh God, to the wrong conversations, Lord, that you give us the wisdom, give us the prophetic ear, oh God, and the word on our mouths, oh God, that will deliver, God, people in this season, that would heal people in this season. Oh God, you tell us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, the first love God, but to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, oh God. Oh God, help us, oh God, to see beyond the scandal, to see beyond the gossip, to see and hear what you are saying to the people in this nation. Prophets, stop the gossip. I'm talking to the prophets. And I'm talking about, you want God to trust you with more. You want God to trust you with more. Stop gossiping. You want God to show you more revelation, tell you more things. He's looking for someone that can be quiet. Everything you hear, everything you know, everything you see is not to be heard by everybody else. Hallelujah. If you want to go higher in another level of the prophetics, you're going to have to learn how to keep your mouth, guard your mouth, and guard your ears. Don't allow everything to come your way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, what happened is, I had a dream. Where in the dream, somebody was talking to me and they were telling me all these things that was happening and they were going through. And I had this dream a while ago. God just reminded me of it. They were talking and telling me all these things and it was believable. But as they're talking, I heard the Lord say, they're lying. And I couldn't believe it, because what they were saying sounded so true. And that's what's happening right now. Many of you are talking to people and they're just saying and throwing trash and dirt your way and telling you all these stories that happened that never happened. Hallelujah. But when you are connected with God, he'll tell you that's not true. Hallelujah. I know what they're telling you, but that's not how it went down. Hallelujah. You can feel in your spirit when you're talking to someone, it doesn't feel right. Sounds believable, but it doesn't feel right. I need to pray about this. And somebody may come to you and say, didn't so-and-so tell you about that? Yeah, but something doesn't feel right about it. Glory to God. Don't believe everything that comes your way. Be a person of prayer. Be a child of God. Be God's anointed. And we're going to stay touching God's anointed and apply it to ourselves. Let's apply it to the body. Let's apply it to everybody else. Let's apply it to our neighbor. Glory to God. Let's apply it to people that need healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. Mando konaman siataya. Who am I talking to? Come on, get up with your high and mighty. Come on down a little bit. Yikanaman soto. Come on. I talk about David. Hallelujah. I talk about David, my God. That man was in a position to kill Saul so many times. Saul lost his mind. He was in a position to kill him. Even though at that time, David was anointed. He could have rode that horse. He could have been high and mighty and said, yeah, I'm going to kill him and take my position. But he didn't. Glory to God. Let God raise you up in this hour to be true men and women of God. You hear me? Allow God to raise you up to be truly blameless before him. Hallelujah. God is looking for people that is blameless, that you can rise up, bring up higher and trust them to not do things that he's not calling them to do. To not kill people because they messed up just a little bit. Not to throw people away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I pray for your people that you would open doors, God, as they humble themselves. Give them access, oh God, to see more, God, as they begin to humble themselves, oh God, and to consecrate their lives, Lord. Oh Lord, to do your will, oh God, and to see the greatness in others, Lord. So to see the greatness in other people, even when everything around them and everything about them isn't so great. Lord, cause your people to be such a people of prayer that when they see something, that they'll pray and things begin to change and pray again and begin to see a change. Hallelujah. Cause them to be a people that pray, oh God, that gives them access, oh God, to other realms in the spirit, God, to destroy yokes and bondage in people's lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for that word tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to share this word with someone. Hallelujah. I feel so humble to say this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God really loves, the way he loves you, he loves everybody. The way you feel special, he wants to make everybody else feel special. The way he wants to lift you up and put you in positions, he wants to do that for other people. Hallelujah. So in this season, we're going to hear a lot of things on the news. Hear what I'm saying? We're going to hear stories on the news about different people. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, don't believe everything. Don't believe everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, even now, he's going to begin to put stuff in your spirit about certain situations. He's going to begin to tell you how it really happened and what went down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you know that social media, even though it's become the norm, can destroy somebody's life by one gossip. One gossip about one person, one slander, one false word can go so fast through millions of people, through countries all over the world by one post, by one false accusation, by someone slandering without getting the truth, because people like to spread gossip. They'll press that button, share, call them up. You know what I heard? Let gossip stop at you. Let gossip stop at you. Don't be the one sharing about your brother or sister. Don't be the one to reshare about God's anointed. There has to be fear in the body of Christ. You have to have a fear of God. There has to be a fear of God. Hallelujah. God is bringing back holiness. God is bringing back a people that fear him. And let me tell you this. Those who have been slandering people, your time is up. It's time to repent. Glory to God. And you've been doing it without facts. You've been doing it off of what you feel and what you think. It's time to repent. Your time is up. Your time is up, people of God. You need to hear me now. Those who have been slandered, those who have been slandered, let me tell you, vengeance are the Lord. God will vindicate you. Those who have been in a conversation of gossip or been talked about, God said, your time is coming. He's going to vindicate you. Hallelujah. You'll be vindicated. Hallelujah. Jay Castor, you'll be vindicated. Sheila Washington, you will be vindicated. Narissa, you will be vindicated. Camille, you will be vindicated. April, you will be vindicated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I really don't want to say anything else after that word. I just want to leave it there so that you can minister to the body of Christ. My God. If you have not shared this broadcast, I want you to share it now. Listen, people of God, we will be back tomorrow night at 8 p.m. to pray, to prophetically pray with you all. We'll have Prophetess April, we'll have Teresa, and others. So I want you to join on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. And then on Sunday night, we have a guest speaker at 8 p.m. I'm not going to reveal who it is yet. So follow the Facebook page, Samantha K. Samuel Ministries on Facebook.